Hello, earbuds, and welcome to today's episode of Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I'm one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart, and today I will be talking about one of my absolute favorite things that I love and hate about myself. But we're going to lean on the love side today because I am full of gratitude and joy, and I took a walk this morning, and I got my endorphins going, and I drank some water, and I did all my things, which didn't work earlier this week when I tried all the same things, but today they did, and ain't that something? Ain't it great to give a chance a chance? And speaking of giving things chances, let's give this topic a chance as we talk about what I like to call the dance of the dabbler. The dance of the dibbler. The dance of the dibbler. The dance of the dibbler. No, I'm talking about dabbling. Now, we in our society give a lot of praise and focus to those who have a gaze so affixed on their singular goal that they achieve it at a young age. Like, wow, look at that dedication, drive, and determination. Now, I'm not going to go spend too much time singing the praises for these things, because literally, that's what people, mastery gets a lot of attention in life, you know? And we give a lot of praise to the prodigy, into the, you know, young superstar, into the, well, I usually actually have to at that point, if they're in the public eye, we've chewed them up and spit them out. But anyway, I'm not going to give a lot of praise to it, but I will give some, because we like to be fair and equal here on Hanalyze This. I like to try and have a balanced perspective. So yes, there is lots and lots to admire and acclaim about someone who is so passionate about something that they can dedicate their time and their life and find ways to motivate themselves in the obsessive pursuit of it, you know? I have lots of joy for them, right? Because how wonderful it is to know your life's passion and to do it so continuously, you know? So there it is. Praise for people with the fixed gaze. Praise, praise, praise. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about the people who like to pick stuff up and put it down. People that like to spend only one summer working on something and then won't return to it until years later. You see, I am and have always been a dabbler. I'm a dabbler. And now that I'm adult, that I am an adult with resources, I get to do what it is I want to do. I get to dabble. I could spend my money on dabbling. I could spend my time on dabbling. I can get super obsessed with learning Spanish on Duolingo for 2 months in a row and then not pick it up for another 2 months, because I've gotten super obsessed with something else and I want to kind of take a break from it. That doesn't mean I'm abandoning it, but here's the catch, right? If you're a dabbler, at least this is what I have felt the response to dabbling has been. When people see dabblers, they often also carry doubt. You know? They're like, well, if you loved it so much, how could you put it down? If you wanted to learn it, why aren't you learning it right now? If you are interested in it, why isn't it your passion, and why aren't you making it your career focus? Why aren't you turning it into something productive? And that is the real danger of being a dabbler, is because people can observe it and mistake the value of a hobby as having no value at all. There's a real purpose to having hobbies, at least for me. I feel like dabblers are the unsung heroes of curiosity and creativity, because they're brave enough to literally be surrounded by doubt. You know, it takes a lot of strength to allow yourself to follow a curious train of thought, to be vulnerable, to be a novice again, to try something new, especially in a world that, with social media and everything, has a total sea of experts and wunderkinds and just people who are so good at it. You know, I want to share with you guys something that I'm super proud of in our little Twitch community, which is we have artists and expressors and people that like to try new things, and they're brave enough to share trying new things with me, and I love it, and it really motivates me. You know, we have an artist that we love who does a lot of our emotes, and you know, she was like, oh, let me give it a try at an animated thing, and shared her stick figure sketch animation. And it's like, hell yeah, man. That's so brave. Because who knows? Look, Heartopia, like the people that listen to this podcast, we're all just super talented special baby flowers, right? So there could be, you know, someone out there that does it a trillion times better. I mean, especially, I can tell you that as a Hannah, you know, I am blessed enough to have a very curious and creative community. So when I share something like, oh, look at my whittling, a handful of expert woodworkers are like, here, look at mine. And what makes me happy is that I get to see, like, oh, yes, that piece of you I share. That piece of your passion, I understand. Look at the grains of wood. Look at the grain on this wood. It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't that great? We share that, you and I. It's not competition. I'm not fighting for anybody's job. But that is the kind of comparison by death scenario that discourages people from dabbling at all. You know, well, why would I want to go and play with pottery when I'll never be a master potter? Well, why would I try and learn a new language when I'm never going to get a chance to go to that country? There's all these things that stop us from just letting our hobbies be hobbies. And it's that purpose production mindset that has messed up us up. It's experts in sport, you know? If you like pool, play some pool. You don't have to be the best pool player in the world. You can do it because you're enjoying it. That I really want to encourage that. There are so many benefits to allowing yourself to dabble if you can stand your ground, you know? If you can hold steady in that. And I say this as someone who has a lot of shame with my natural disposition and curiosity. I have a lot of shame, you know, like I pick things up and I put them down, but I pick them up and they serve a purpose for me. I learn little by little. I'm not looking to master the guitar in the next year, but you know what? Or the ukulele, because, you know, the guitar got really hard. So I just moved on to ukulele, but maybe one day I'll get back to guitar. But you know what? 10 years from now, if I fiddle with my ukulele every now and then, I'll have enough to play a song by a campfire, which is my goal, right? I'll have enough to just feel comfortable and safe with this new creative expression. If I allow myself to get back into whittling, if I keep learning Spanish at a comfortable pace, it'll all just amount to what I hope to be a life well lived. And that's what I want. I don't want to turn it into a commodity. I don't want to let my passion become my production. And I'm trying to embrace my dabbler again so that the things that I am passionate about have the energy behind them. Fiddling with stuff, experimenting with things, getting interested in new things, and then walking away from it, that's the fuel that fuels my take so I can put it into my passion and into my work. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to spend 2 hours dabbling in something so that you could spend the next 6 doing your job to sustain your life. If you're looking at like an 8-hour workday, which interestingly enough, it was only in 1926 that Henry Ford established, less than 100 years ago, the 8-hour, quote-unquote, 5-day-a-week work week was established. Isn't that interesting? That's less than 100 years ago. I thought that was interesting. I read that last night. Anyway, but turns out, gratefully, comfortably, happily, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. There are other people who appreciate the dabbler out there. And I found some pretty cool articles and some interesting tidbits that I would love to share with you guys. And I will share with you all right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the dance of the dabbler. Praise for the person whose eyes flit about the room. Well, it's not really that fast. It's more like, you know, you allow yourself to follow an interest until your curiosity is sated for the time being. And then, time later, you can follow that interest again. Because hobbies are important and make life worth living, at least for me. Hobbies are very important and make life worth living. It's fun to be curious. It's fun. It's fun. So, fortunately, I'm not the only one who thinks that dabbling is a worthwhile cause, a cause to defend. And I want to tell you guys a little bit more about it. But I also wanted to give you the definition of the word dabble, because I think that this might charm your pants off, because it charmed my pants off. Okay. To dabble is to immerse one's hands or feet partially in water and move them about gently. They dabbled their feet in the rock pools. Isn't that cute? That was the example. They dabbled their feet in the rock pools. Isn't that cute? Partially and gently. To dabble. To gently dip. To gently dip. That's the first definition of the word dabble. The second definition is take part in an activity in a casual or superficial way. Now, I know superficial means surface level, but I'm going to say, to take part in an activity in a casual way, I can side with. But superficial, man, just scraping the surface of something, just on the surface. Look, I'll tell you something. My ukulele dabbling has gone from superficial to whatever a half step deeper than that is. Okay? And my whole point about dabbling is that you go in and out of it and gently build a knowledge set over time. You know, you're not a tool for something. You're just, it's not about becoming the most, it's not about using time in the most efficient manner to prove to others that you cared about a thing at all. But there's a lot of pressure that comes when you share an interest, a lot of vulnerability. And I know that because I have a lot of self-hate, you know, but I'm trying to reframe that. You know, I was like, oh, wow, Hannah, are you ever going to learn Spanish again? Because you sure did drop Duolingo. Well, no, Hannah, that's not what happened. It actually became a September, which is a discount Twitch month, which I had no idea about because I've never done Twitch before. And I redirected my focus for a bit. There you go. But still, that other primary narrative is what comes up first. And I fight it every day. So that's dabbler. Isn't that a really cute definition? I love it. It's so peaceful to me. It's such a peaceful thought in my mind's eye to gently dip your hands and feet in the waters of curiosity, to run your fingers along the surface of the pool and then immerse them slowly and then all at once. Shout out to John Green. Okay, that's what that part is. So So I found this great article on Medium that made me feel really good. And it also had another new word in it that I didn't know. But it talks about the benefits of dabbling. And if you are one of our patrons, I posted it over there. And it's a good little farticle. And I want to share with you what this article cites as some of the benefits of dabbling, you know, just in case you're sitting there pulling your cigar out of your mouth saying, yeah, Hannah, well, what's dabbling going to do for me? How am I going to live with all these dabblers about? They're not the ones taking care of this house. They're not the ones making any money. They just let me down. Well, that's a really different subject and probably has nothing to do with with dabbling itself, IMHO, in my humble opinion. The new word I learned. The first line of this article is the dabbler, the dilettante, the jack of all trades. And I was like, dilettante? What's that? And it means a person who cultivates an area of interest without a real commitment or knowledge. A person with an amateur interest. And I'm like, that's me. I'm not an expert. I'm an enthusiast. I'm in love with expertise. I'm in awe of those so dedicated. I'm enthusiastic that we, as one large organism of humanity, have been able to craft and create such a variety of things in this world, a variety of interests and arts and skills and talents and marvels that we can do with the human body. I'm just thinking about gymnastics, frankly, but that's just so cool. I'm an enthusiast. I don't have that compulsion to be the expert. And honestly, guys, if you talk to a lot of child athletes, they'll tell you it's not really the healthiest of pastimes. But anyway, so this article cites a beautiful list talking about the benefits of dabbling, and I would love to share it with you. Especially if you yourself are feeling in a personal, spiritual, creative, whatever, in just kind of like a rut. You know, and if you go towards an interest or a curiosity and then hear the voice in your head say, but for what? But why? It's not like you're going to become the best tap dancer. So why even take a tap dancing class? Whip around and turn to that voice and say, because it makes me happy, because I'm curious about it, because I can, because what am I supposed to be? What is life for, if not for living? I kind of turned away. Anyway, so the benefits of dabbling. Dabbling is especially great for creatives who need fresh material, but really everyone needs that in their lives. By dabbling, you give yourself a wide range of new topics to explore in your art, your writing, and your experience, and your mind, man, and your curiosity, and your habits, and your pool of people and knowledge. You expand your waters. If you've got that stagnant feeling of still waters, give yourself a little bit of a dibble dabble, baby. Mix stuff up. Break the surface. It's too tight. Learning is the best part of dabbling. No other humans in history have had access to as many opportunities as we do. There are tons of things to try that will sharpen your brain and build new neurons. Or they won't, you know, but just learning. Just learning. How cool is that? Another great thing about dabbling is making something unique. And I don't mean unique in the sense that you're going to be the one to like be like, wow, that's the most unique version of ball rolling down a hill animation I've ever seen, you know? No, absolutely not. It is unique because it is yours. It is unique in the way that your fingerprints are unique to you. It is unique in the way that your experiences in your life have all come together to build the person you are. That is what makes it unique, and that is untouchable. So no matter what you do as a dabbler, it is uniquely yours, and it is precious because you are precious. Encouraging curiosity. Curiosity is raw fuel. Curiosity has led us to wonderful expansions of thought and to ways of helping others. Curiosity is so great. Curiosity, the seeds of ingenuity. We need curiosity so that we can do more and better for each other, treat each other better, be curious about other people, other forms of kindness. It's just great. Curiosity. And you could be curious about anything. You know, Ella and I have a friend, and we have a friend, Ella's friend from college, who just got into bird watching. They're like this young woman, this young, lovely woman who just decided, you know, she does like to watch birds. She looks at the birds. She might as well just, like, you know, dabble in bird watching. And it has brought her a very casual and consistent amount of joy. And it's so nice because there's so many birds and you can hear them if you listen, you know, if you try. Dabbling is also good because if you're someone who has not found their life's quote unquote passion, you can dabble your way to it, you know. Dabbling is the path to passion for some. Let's say you want to play ball sports. And so you play some soccer, you play some basketball, you play some baseball, and then you're like, oh my God, it was football all along. Or let's say you are a person that loves to cook and you dabble and you dabble and you dabble. And one day you're in the kitchen and you have a friend that says, oh yeah, have you ever gotten into baking? Can I show you some things? And you say, yeah, let's do some baking. You know, could you imagine if you're like, actually, I'm really focused on the other gastronomical arts right now, so I'm going to reject your offer. But then you discover that baking is, in fact, the way you want to channel your creative cooking energy. Amazing. Another aspect, it spices things up. Variety is the spice of life. A taco is the most versatile fruit. It's important to have variety because you don't want to get stuck in a rut. That's just, oh God. And I feel myself, friends, I feel myself getting stuck in a rut. And it's hard because, like, oh, you know, I coming up, we have this really great outline about screen time. And last night I thought to myself, I was like, I can directly link my lack of, like, hobbying with having a big ass smartphone. And I am, like, so addicted. I'm so hooked on it, you guys. So I think I'm going to get myself one of those little boxes. That's something I'm thinking about. I might dabble with self-control. Get myself one of those little boxes and put my phone in it. That way, I can have a little extra help on my side. Because it's hard. And it's making me boring and cranky. And I need to get away from it. More on that later. We have a podcast episode, actually, we're structuring around this thought. Moving right along, another aspect, new perspectives and connections. That's right. You can meet new people along the way. That's one of the beautiful things about how humans have adapted and learned how to communicate with one another. You can meet other people who are also pursuing a dabbling of sorts, a hobbying of sorts. New techniques. You never know when it will come in handy. We have a friend who has a hand at calligraphy, no pun intended, and he wrote a beautiful, hella good wedding on top of our photo album. Beautiful. We love it. Great. You never know when the thing you've dabbled in might come in handy. Again, pun intended. Or this time, pun intended. Appreciating the journey. I think we've spent a lot of time talking about that. I mean, I feel like my life is both an exercise in living and being grateful for living and trying to stay in that place, to stay present. And that's something that is so great and engaging about dabbling, is that you are present because you're experiencing something new, that rush of novelty. It can bring such a sense of joy. I love it. And last but not least, one of the best aspects of dabbling is discomfort. I know, this is going to blow your mind. One of the best things about dabbling is that it will take you out of your comfort zone. And that could be your challenge. Who am I when I'm uncomfortable? Am I structuring my life to try and temper my own reactivity because I can't possibly overcome it? Because I don't know the tools and techniques to stay calm in situations I find frustrating or different or vulnerable making? That is a big aspect of dabbling because you have to be vulnerable. And it's important to stay curious and kind to yourself, to give yourself the humanity, to treat yourself with enough humanity to pursue your hobbies. So that's it for me, guys. I wanted to share with you some of those thoughts. I was struggling to dance with my dabbler lately, or just this week. I've had a bad mental health week, probably from a weekend of socializing and partying and then getting a cold and blah, blah, blah. So I've really not been my best self, but I'm trying to manifest something good out of it. And that, I guess, for me is this today. To dance with my dabbler, to tell you guys my feelings on the topic, and to thank you for sticking with me through all these years. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our earbuds. Thank you to our Patreon patrons. And thank you to our Twitch family, because we are going to be having a very exciting, very fun live stream together with, yes, the one, the only, Hannah Gelb. That is coming this Saturday, October 2nd, from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific. So make sure you check it out. Again, that's this Saturday, October 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. I will be live streaming Chuckles and gaming and art and discussing and anything that we feel like doing, dabbling in, together with Hannah Gelb over at twitch.tv/thisheartdomine. Thank you, loved ones. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have a beautiful and tremendous and wonderful day. Oh, and you know what? Share this with somebody who could use a little encouragement. Share this with the dabbler, you know, or share this with a friend who has yet to see the benefits of dabbling, perhaps, or something. Just a thought. Okay. Or just somebody, because it can't hurt to encourage people. We had such a strong ending going, Hannah. Why don't you, let's just go back to that. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, great day. And a great night.